Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. The other day, my takeout food came in a container that said it was certified compostable. But when I threw it in my backyard compost pile, nothing happened. I had Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So I've seen disposable utensils, straws, and containers that are all called certified compostable. What are these things made of?
They're all made with bioplastics, which look just like regular plastics, but they're made with plants instead of fossil fuels.
So my to-go container said it turns into soil when commercially composted. But why didn't it decompose in my backyard?
Commercially is the key word here.
They start to break down at a temperature that's above either 150 or 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Most home composting piles are not going to get up to that temperature.
That's Leo Pollock, one of the co-founders of the Compost Plant in Rhode Island, which is a company that picks up food waste from local businesses and turns it into compost.
He says only commercial facilities get compost up to a temperature that's high enough to break down those bioplastics. But good luck finding anyone to accept them.
What we've seen is pretty clearly across the board, composting facilities in southern New England will not take bioplastics.
Really? Why not?
Well, remember, bioplastics look just like regular plastics, so it's pretty easy to get them mixed up.
And while that may not be too much of an issue for us, it can be a really big problem for the people that are managing our waste.
Bioplastics can't be recycled with regular plastics, and it's expensive for recyclers to look through and separate them. Sometimes, too many bioplastics in a recycling batch can contaminate the entire load, which means it has to be thrown out.
And you have the same problem when people accidentally put regular plastics in a bioplastics bin, because that means that plastic can get mixed up in the compost pile.
Leo says it's just not worth the hassle.
The bioplastics really don't add any nutritional or quantitative benefit to the compost. And when the contamination rates go up, that really degrades the quality of whatever the product they're producing.
But I see these types of products in all sorts of restaurants and cafes.
That's a problem. Because if they aren't getting composted, which they usually aren't, then they're either messing up the recycling system or they're just going straight to the landfill.
So what's the solution?
Leo says it's actually pretty simple. Cut down on using single-use items.
How do we get into a mindset where whenever we leave the house, we keep reusable fork, knife, and cup that can handle hot or cold drinks? If most people did that daily, that would decrease the amount of single-use plastic or bioplastic significantly.
While plastic is super toxic and takes ages to break down, it doesn't really solve our problem just to move to other materials. What we really need to do is to work on changing our patterns of consumption.
Okay, but if I do get a container that says it's made of bioplastics, what should I do?
Your best bet, Megan, is to try to find another use for that container. You can use it to store odds and ends.
But whatever you do, don't recycle it. So unless you use a commercial composting plant that accepts bioplastics, the best thing to do besides reusing it is actually just to throw it away.
Great. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.